How will the exercises in the book help people to live a better life? Well, metaphorically speaking, living a better life, your best life, the life you are meant, however you want to phrase it, is like baking a cake. If you have a recipe, if you have the ingredients for that recipe, and if you have the energy to mix and transform those ingredients, you will end up with the cake that you want in the end. So the wisdom, the master keys and the exercises in the book, and definitely the inner power mapping technique, help you develop a recipe and put the necessary ingredients into consciousness and into action so that you can bake up, as it were, the life that you want to experience. And one of the most important things that the exercises do is help you generate momentum. Momentum is so essential in being effective, in being successful, because momentum is what helps you to break free of old energy and old habits. And that's what is really moving you forward into a new awareness, into your new life. What's a common misconception people have about self-fulfillment and spiritual development? Well, that's interesting. I would say that the way many people live their lives, the biggest misconception probably is that fulfillment and happiness are hard to come by. I think a lot of people believe that. And not only that, but that in order for you to experience that happiness, that fulfillment, you have to put in a lot of hard work. You have to have gone through a lot of hard knocks and hard years. But the reality is, you're entitled to your fulfillment from the moment you're born. But you just have to choose it. And I think a lot of people don't know that. Fulfillment, although it appears sometimes to take a long time, really doesn't. What takes a long time usually is convincing yourself that fulfillment is yours for the taking. What takes a long time is allowing yourself to be fulfilled. So, you know, you have to practice that consciously on a daily basis until it becomes, a natural part of who you are. Okay, the concept of living the life you are meant. I talked about that in my book. What about the concept of playing the hand that life dealt you? What if the crappy life you're living now is your destiny? Okay. Well, that's not the first time someone has asked me that. Well, let me say it like this. If you are behind the wheel of a car, okay, how far, how fast, and how smoothly you'll travel to your destination depends not only on the condition of your car, but also on how knowledgeable and practiced a driver you are. Practice strengthens potential. Destiny depends on potential. So a driver with little practice or little skill may only be able to drive around the parking lot or around the block at first. And a lot of people are in that position of not knowing enough to drive their life where they really want it to go. And so that of course translates into this this crappy life that you're referring to. But once you as the driver become more capable, your destiny opens up to you. In a matter of speaking, the exercises in the book provide you with opportunities to practice driving your life, to practice driving your consciousness and the energy so that you can become more capable of reaching your greatest possible destiny. So if you have what you consider to be a crappy life, I can guarantee you that is not your destiny.